I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which I live, create and connect. I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging and recognise the deep and sacred ongoing connection First Nations people have to this land, its waters and their rich traditions of storytelling, art and culture. Always was, always will be. Welcome to The Art of Connection, a space created to explore true connection with the arts and conscious creators in our community. Thank you for choosing to be here with me. I'm Yana, an entrepreneur, creative, mother, and the founder of my own heart-led business, Oaken Haven. The Art of Connection explores how heart-led work will guide us to satiating soulful fulfillment and welcomes us home to ourselves over and over again. Like a rising and falling tide, we explore how we're nurtured by the rhythm and flow of true connection. I'm looking forward to slowly exploring the vast tapestry of connection this life brings to us, alongside insightful guests who are recognising the same in their very own meaningful work. While you're here, let's take a moment to slow down, breathe a little bit deeper, and embrace the beauty of these golden moments, because it's in these moments that we are guided to our visions. So let's trust that magnetic pull that always leads the way. Thank you for being here. It's truly a pleasure to have you. Make yourself at home and let's begin. Welcome back to another episode of The Art of Connection. I'm Yana, I'm your host, and I'm the founder of a mindful living space called Oaken Haven, based in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. And I have just sat down for the first time today after an absolutely mammoth day. Oh, you know that feeling where you sit down and you're like, oh my God, this is why old people love sitting down so much. It's just the relief. Oh my goodness. We have spent the day, by we, I mean myself, and I've called in some backup today. I've had a beautiful friend, Sammy, who lives down the road, a local photographer, wedding photographer, and Carly from down Evelyn Lane come and work for me today to re-merchandise the entire store, unpack stock, and to set up the shop space for tonight's event, if you're listening to it on Friday the 21st. We've got our Golden Gathering, our VIP event, and it is the biggest night of the year for us. It is just such a beautiful evening. It's my partner, Albie, will be making incredible, like, handcrafted mocktails. We've got Beck from Horribly Healthy, who's going to be coming to serve us incredibly clean and delicious meals and sweets, and just wrapping all your gifts for you, stocking up the shop with lots of locally sourced and made goods, and I'm so excited about it. It's an event that a lot of people look forward to, myself included. And I was thinking about this and wondering why people look forward to it so much, because like any other big business, like the JB Hi-Fis or the Harvey Normans or whoever, I don't actually have the capacity to do like a 70% off. I don't even do a sale on Black Friday. I don't really do sales at all. And so I often wonder why it is that people come and buy things full price in a small shop. But I know it's because of the connection and the opportunity to connect with other people in the area that make them feel so valued. And just knowing people by name and who's in their family and what they love has just been such a beautiful opportunity for me to bring this community together. I learned a little while ago that I realize I don't think that I'm meant to be the star of any show. I think I'm the web that connects everybody together, and that feels really beautiful for me. So I'm so looking forward to tomorrow, and we have just put in a huge day getting everything ready. So if you want to, you can imagine me sitting at the back of the shop space in the dark. I'm waiting for my partner Albie to come and drop off a cabinet that I bought at the Salvation Army for all our beautiful locally made jewellery. And I just thought I'd take a moment to sit down and record this for you. Today's episode is incredibly special. It's been kind of brewing on my mind for the last little while. And I think it's about something I think all creatives, perhaps most women and founders experience, even if we don't always name it or talk about it. And today I wanted to talk to you about creating from the void, the space where nothing exists yet, but perhaps something inside you knows that it could, or it's tugging on your sleeve to want to come to life. The void, I think we often think of as an abyss with nothing in it, but it's actually such a dark, fertile place where our visions live before they have form. And I've been thinking a lot about this, how we create the spaces that we need, and how creating from the void is so impactful and important. And this is exactly how Oakenhaven was created. And as I was thinking about this, more and more kind of examples came up. But something I wanted to share with you from my personal experience is that when I moved to Croydon after separating and becoming a single parent, something that I, you know, the shop where Oakenhaven is, that strip of shops, became my local, new local shops. And I desperately just wanted somewhere that I could walk into, get a card or a present for anyone of any age, and get a gift and something that was like thoughtful and meaningful, and, you know, be able to do that at a local place without having to go to a big shopping center, and that we could just walk here and pick something up. And at the time it didn't exist. This used to be a newsagent and was since 1968. But I could kind of see this vision, like, wouldn't it be so cool if there was a shop along here that did that? And that was even before I realized it was me that had to bring this vision to life, long before Oakenhaven existed in the physical world. So I want to talk to you today about why creating from the void is imperative, why it's part of our nature, and how you can also begin tending to the ideas that are quietly calling you. There's ideas, I'm sure, that are kind of circle in the back of your mind every now and then that you think, oh, I wish this existed, or I, you know, would love it if this happened or that happened, or wouldn't it be cool if? And those are the things that I, you know, that's the nature of the void, I think. So I think nature's blueprint is, you know, the void is the origin of all creation. In nature, everything begins in darkness. The seed sits in the soil before it becomes a sprout, before it becomes, you know, a seedling and then a flower. And as we know, the womb holds life even before there's a heartbeat. The dawn is preceded by the deepest stillness and darkness. You know, there's that saying that it's always darkest before the dawn in the Florence and the Machine song. And I think it's so true. The void is not actually empty. It is full of potential. And I am a big believer that as women, we carry this blueprint in our bones. We carry this innate knowing in our bones, even if we're not mothers. I think we know what it means to hold something unseen, or to process something in the dark, to trust the invisible. And this is kind of this connection, I think, to our menstrual cycles and our seasons within that menstrual cycle of our, you know, follicular phase, ovulation, luteal and menstrual. So having, or, you know, bleeding phase, knowing that there are cycles of fertility and clearing the void for potential. You know, this happens in a cyclical nature. And I think that is also why mothers and women are so good at creating something that they can see in their mind's eye but can't exist yet in the physical form. And I think why is because creating from the void isn't something that we force. It's not something that is like, not in the masculine energetic way of like doing, but rather something that we allow to unfold. And I think it's such a great reminder of how creation and nature naturally unfolds. I remember learning this about ferns when I went to New Zealand in like grade six, and how the fern frond is like tightly bound up within itself, kind of like a spiral, similar to a shell, I guess. And as it grows, it slowly, slowly unfolds, kind of like a hand that is clasped shut. And then as you slowly unfurl your fingers, it kind of, you know, opens up. So I think, this has been playing on my mind this has been playing on my mind that often what we want the most doesn't exist yet, and perhaps it's up to us to bring it to life. And often what doesn't exist is what we most need. So for me, I'll go back to this point. One of the reasons creating from the void is so important is because the things we feel called to make often don't exist yet. And that's the whole point. So many of the most meaningful creations begin from a personal longing. And for me, this was needing or wanting a space to exist that didn't exist yet. This was especially true for me in my early motherhood experience. Unfortunately, I had very severe postnatal anxiety and postnatal depression. I also didn't know I had a neurodivergent brain at the time, or that I was suffering from complex PTSD. And I think motherhood, like a lot of things, just pulls the rug out from under you. And all of this was kind of exposed to me, and I wasn't quite sure how to cope. So my poor brain was in a bit of overdrive. I was also quite isolated, and I didn't feel visible in my role as a mother. I didn't feel held. I didn't feel seen. And this kind of came to a head in my postnatal years, probably from the first 2 years of my motherhood experience. And it makes me a bit emotional to think about it, because looking back, for me, that was the void. The void that I experienced was that free fall into matrescence, into motherhood, into figuring out who I was post-baby, figuring out who I was the first year of my motherhood, and then going into a lockdown and all of that. It just became really hard. It was the hardest point of my life. And if you've experienced that too, then you know what I mean. And not necessarily, it wasn't a void of failure, but a void of an unmet need. There were so many unmet needs that I had at that time that I wasn't receiving, and that made it even harder. I needed connection. I needed softness. I needed understanding. I needed a community, which I didn't have. I felt very isolated, and a space that mothers weren't an afterthought, or just semi-invisible, but that a space where mothers were central to that space. And that's why Oakenhaven became what it is. Oh, it makes me emotional just talking about it. I hadn't really stopped to think about this properly. I was writing my notes. I was like, oh yeah, I'll put this in. Oh my gosh. Oakenhaven is a mother-centric business on purpose. It's a pram-friendly and baby-friendly space on purpose. It's a place where women can arrive exactly as they are, tired, raw, creative, hopeful, and still be welcomed regardless. I just wanted to point out today, I had a beautiful friend come in with a 8-week-old baby who is obviously having a tricky time, a challenging time, because 8-week-old babies are hard and, you know, a lack of sleep and some tiredness. And we both had a bit of an emotional moment together, because she came in here with her tired baby and her tired self and just needed a moment of reprieve. And I'm so honored that I could be that space for her to be able to do that. And to know that there's a couch at the back here for her to sit and feed her baby on, or to sit down and have a cup of tea. And that is exactly what I would have needed in the time that I was early postpartum and right in the thick of the void of motherhood. And I created the workshops and the space for women's circles and the clay workshops, because I desperately, desperately needed places like that in my own postpartum season.
I needed them so badly and I didn't get them.
And I think, like, looking back, I'm not grateful for the experiencing that. I think it was a very hard and challenging time, but I'm grateful that I have the retrospect to see that what I've created now is the opposite, meets all the needs of what I needed at that time.
The community became the whole point, because community is what I didn't have. So community here is like the whole point of the store. And right now there's a banner that I had made by a lovely, beautiful woman, Karen from Kay Lee Designs, who sewed a banner for me. I had a vision and I said, can you please help me? I don't have a sewing machine and I don't know how. She sewed a banner for me, and then another beautiful friend, Emma, whose birthday it is today, happy birthday, Em, printed out the heat transfer vinyl for me to press into the banner, community and connection. And that hangs proudly at the front of the store here, because I want people to know that this is the space that you can come as you are in any stage of your motherhood journey, any stage of life, and be welcomed in, that the space is about connection. It's not about KPIs and trying to upsell you into buying a bloody $2 tote bag and a bottle of water for some overseas charity as a tax write-off. It's not about being like, hey, babe, how's your day going? And having zero actual, you know, substance in the connection that we're having. It's meaningful, and I want you in here. And I can't do this by myself. I wouldn't have a business if it wasn't for a community. So I think that's what I wanted to highlight, that community and connection and creativity are the biggest values in this space. And Oakenhaven is the space that I wish I had in those early months of postpartum. And it's now a space for women to feel held in all the seasons, not just in motherhood. And I'm so proud to say that. I'm so proud to say that I don't suffer from anxiety or depression anymore. I don't suffer from a lot of the things that really were affecting me and challenging me in the past. I am happily partnered. And, you know, respectfully, I want to say that, because, you know, my daughter's dad is now happily remarried to his partner, his wife, and I'm happily repartnered with Albie, and everybody is much happier in that regard. We had just come to the end of the road in our relationship, and I think having a baby brought that to a head. So I think here's the part that people don't talk about enough, that creating from the void gives you absolutely no proof in the beginning. There is nothing tangible. There's no roadmap. There's zero evidence. There's nothing to compare it to. It's just the feeling, and just that, it's just the inner trust, just that magnetic pull of like, yes, this is for me, and this is a vision that I'm going to follow for myself. And when Oakenhaven only existed in my mind, there was no guarantee that any of it would work. I signed the lease to this shop space in a random office works down the road from here, and some beautiful angel woman was my witness for me. And it's just my name on the lease, and it was all on me to make this work. And I had an idea of what I wanted it to feel like and what I wanted it to look like and what kind of stock I wanted, but there was nothing in there to say, like, by signing here, you're going to make all of your dreams come true. There's no physical evidence of it yet. There's no guarantee, but I simply followed what felt true for me and what felt real for me. And I followed the longing of wanting to bring this vision to life. And the important part is, when you're creating from the void, there's no validation before you create. You get the validation because you create, because you bring something to life. So if you're listening and you have an idea that you would like to bring to life, or you can feel but can't fully see yet, here's how to start tending to it. Naturally, in a way that honors its timing and what you want to bring to life. And I want to say as well, this does not mean it needs to be a shop space. This does not mean opening a business and working however many hours a week. It doesn't mean burning your life down and starting again, although it might, who knows. And to that I say, well done, go for it. So listen for what is missing. What do you miss in your life? What are you longing for? What do you wish existed for you that isn't there now? That longing or that pull or desire is your compass. This will direct you exactly to the point that you want it to go. I would go with your first instinct. So for example, if you're missing a community or you're missing a village or you're missing connection, perhaps it's the just naming that, what it is that you're after, friendship, partnership. Maybe it's more time to be creative. Maybe it's wanting to feel strong in your body again. Maybe it's wanting to be well-rested. Something that is missing in your life that you wish existed. What do you wish you could make come true? So name this vision or this longing and let it come to life in its own time. So you might want to write it down, journal about it, or speak it out loud, or chat with a friend about it to give it space to kind of start to come to life without any pressure. You might like to use a journal prompt, something like, if I could make anything exist, it would be, and then just start writing. Just do like a free stream of consciousness where you can just get everything out onto a page. If I could make anything exist, it would be, or if I could bring anything to life, it would be, or what I wish existed was. So perhaps you can start by making the first tiny version of your idea. So this could be something really fun, like a mood board, maybe on Pinterest, a sentence or some words or a phrase that really stands out to you to let this idea breathe and kind of start to come to life. So for me, I'm quite visual. Surprise, surprise. So I really like to use Pinterest as a guide for me to hold my vision for something that I want to come to life. For me, this year on my lock screen, I've put together a collage that I got from my own photos, some images on Pinterest, and I put them together on Canva and made a lock screen. And this was building my strength in my body. It was this new home that we've moved into. And funnily enough, one of the pictures that I put on my vision board had white weatherboards and red brick chimney. And that's exactly what our house has now, which I think is, you know, I was going to say hilarious, but it's pretty fitting, I think. It's just nothing surprises me anymore. And the other phrase that I had on there, because I was getting stuck in this like analysis paralysis where I just could not move forward without overthinking something, was ready is not a feeling, ready is a decision. You just have to decide to be ready and just to do the thing that you want to do rather than thinking about it too much. So letting this idea breathe and come to life, perhaps you want to journal about it, perhaps you want to think about it before you go to sleep. Perhaps you want to make a Pinterest board or a collage or whatever it might be. We want to give this idea fertile ground to let it start growing and let it start to invite you in as well. Creating from the void really transforms you as well. It asks you, what do you want in this life? What do you wish exists? What part in this is required of you? How can you meet this creation halfway? And I think that it teaches us trust for ourselves and our vision and our intuition. It teaches us patience and also teaches us softness. There's a softness required in tending to something without crushing it. And it asks you to become the person who can hold the creation that you're calling in. How can you hold this creation for yourself? Actually, today it was so beautiful. I had Erin from Mama Knows East pop in today, and I told her about the idea for the podcast episode today and about creating from the void. And every time I think about Mama Knows East and what Erin has created. It actually makes me emotional because I can remember having Daisy as a baby and a toddler and thinking, what the F do I even do with a toddler? I hadn't really been around many children before having a baby myself. So, and I don't come from a big family of lots of children. So that felt really hard for me. And I remember being so grateful for Mama Knows East and all the playgrounds and parks and activities that were listed that I could then use to go and find where we needed to go and what I could do and who I could invite a friend to. And I told her that I was so grateful for that. And she said, well, that's exactly why I created it, because that's what I needed. And isn't that just like, look at the ripple effect it has when you create something for yourself, how you can bring it to life and the ripple effect that it has in benefiting other people. The funny thing is when we create from the void, when we create something that doesn't yet exist, but we want to see it in the world, is that we actually don't even know, and perhaps it's not meant for us to know, the impact that it has on other people. We're not, you know, privy to seeing a vision of how big or how vast the impact will be for others in our community, in our own orbit, perhaps for our family. And I've seen this firsthand, I think, with Oaken Haven, in creating something for myself in a way that I needed in my own postpartum, and something that I won't be able to, like, that time, I can't get my postpartum time back with Daisy. It's, you know, that's, you know, 4-5 years ago now. I can make that experience better for other people, for other women who are in the same time frame. And I know that by having a shop space that is mother-centric, that is women-centric, that is pram-friendly, that has a shop space, a play space in the corner for their children to play, a couch at the back to sit and feed their babies on, somewhere that I know supports women by funding their vision, their creative businesses, and all of that, the ripple effect that has on them, on their family, on their creativity, on their sense of identity, their sense of belonging to somewhere, their sense of connection to themselves. I could never have anticipated how big or vast that could have been, but that has been such a huge part of it. Not knowing that has been probably a bit of a blessing in a way, because it would have been too overwhelming to know how big or expansive things might become. So before I close, I want to remind you that if this episode has perhaps stirred something in you where you're craving connection, where you want to feel what it's like when a void is nourished and tended to and turned into something meaningful and tangible, then I'd love to invite you to our VIP night tonight at Oaken Haven. All you have to do to be a VIP is live locally or like in Melbourne. It's a chance to get together with other people in the space that was just a vision, an idea, a spark in the dark of the void, and now lives and breathes because of people and women like you listening who have come and invested their time, energy, money, whatever, into the space and created it into being what it is. So our plan for tonight is to celebrate, to connect, and you'll get to experience the heart of Oaken Haven in a way that it's always meant to be felt, with community, with conversation with others, and just being present and somewhere that is beautiful to be. It feels beautiful, and we have the best things in there. So you can come and tick off your Christmas list a little bit sooner, perhaps, than you'd anticipated. So if you feel that yes in your body, then just come along. You don't have to come with a friend. You can come solo if you want to, and I guarantee you will not be lonely. You will not be isolated, and you won't be in the void. You will absolutely be part of a community that celebrates connection and celebrates coming together. And I would love to meet you and celebrate what happens when women create from the void together. It's so special. So that is Friday, the 21st of November. So this comes out on a Friday morning. So if you're listening, it'll be tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. It's in Croydon South in Melbourne, the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. And I wanted to leave you with a reminder that creating from the void is the most ancient thing we can do, the most powerful thing we can do. It's something that's part of our bodies and our bones. All of us are created from nothing into something. So we're built to hold what doesn't yet exist. And I am a big believer in dreaming things into being, holding the vision for yourself and bringing that to life. And Oakenhaven was born from a void. It was born from isolation, from anxiety, from longing for connection. And it has now become a warm, grounded, mother-centric community space that holds so much for so many women and people in our community. So I wanted to remind you that if something is calling you, then please listen to it. If something is missing in your life, perhaps it's you that's meant to create it or bring it to life. Even if it's just by starting a conversation with somebody or just giving yourself time and space to create after dinner at the table or start writing again or journaling again or anything. Just give yourself the gift of presence and some time, whatever it is that's calling you in this season. It doesn't mean it has to be the same thing for the next 5 years. For me, it was this business and I brought it to life, but it could just be having a stronger group of friends around you or a bit more of a village. Because sometimes the thing that we're most desperate for ends up being the most healing thing that we can bring into the world. So if this episode resonated with you or you feel like a friend would love it, I would love to hear what you're creating or what you're tending to. Please let me know. I'm more than happy to fan the flame of that spark for you. And you can connect with me on Instagram at Oakenhaven or the Art of Connection Pod, or I don't know how else we'd get in touch, or just come and talk to me in the shop. I would love to speak to you. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being the kind of person who brings new worlds and new visions to life. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here, for taking a moment to connect with me. I hope today's conversation has brought a sense of peace or insight, reminding you of the quiet connections that weave through your life. If this episode hit any point at all with you, I would love for you to firstly just share it with a friend or somebody that you think would really value the topic that was discussed today. And if it aligns with your values, for you to share it on your socials as well, that would be super helpful for me. You can join me again next week as we continue to explore the art of connection. Until then, may you walk gently through your days, staying open and grounded and always connected to that golden magnetic pull of life. I'll see you soon.